The Minister will give a very expansive explanation in relation to what work the OPW has been doing in terms of dealing with flooding on a long-term basis. But based on the information he gave to the Dáil, I could see it would be many years before major works would take place in Donegal. So I think it's vitally important that the government makes immediate funding available where, you know, short-term measures could be taken to prevent some of the major incidents and while we're waiting for the major capital works to come along.
You did make the point that while flooding in some areas, Donegal town near the S, Pettigo and parts of the Twin Towns, etc., flooding there is predictable. It's happened before. Sadly, it'll happen again. Some places like Clifford saw flooding for the very first time, and that's a worrying element.
It is indeed, and I suppose it's a sign possibly of the way the storms are changing, and that we're getting so much rainfall in a very short period of time. But I do know that in Donegal town there is some works that can be taken very quickly that might go some way to alleviating the problems, and the Minister's only option for the Council was to apply for the minor flood mitigation work scheme, which will take some time to get an application through. And I think for emergency funding made available very quickly would actually maybe go some way to maybe preventing some of these incidents again in the future, because the plans that the Minister outlined, where the OPW have mapped the floodplains across the country and completed an extensive mapping process, that's only the first step on a very long drawn out process to actually access major funding. And most of the funding has been centred towards the south of the country at the moment. I can see that Donegal will be very far down the list before any major works will take place.